An update now on that Air India Express aircraft, which went down over the weekend. The plane, Boeing 737, overshot the runway at Bangalore Airport on Saturday, plunging into a valley. 158 people, including the crew, were killed. 8 people survived. Investigators in India now have recovered the flight data recorder from the wreckage of that crash. Sanjoy Mamjundar joins us, BBC Delhi correspondent from Delhi. Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. is assisting in the investigation. Given the sensitivity of all kinds of threats in India and worries about attacks from outside the country, what is the worst-case scenario that they are probing, and what are they likely to find today?
Well, I think it looks very clearly a case of either pilot error or some kind of technical malfunction at the very last seconds before this flight was due to land. I think it's quite clear that there is no connection with any kind of or any suggestion that this was an attack or there was any use of explosives, for instance. This aircraft came to land early in the morning. There'd been a spot of rain around, although visibility from what we were told at the time was clear enough for the aircraft to land. The pilots on board, one was an Indian and the commander was an expat pilot, a Serbian pilot, were both very experienced and had landed at this particular airfield before. It's a slightly tricky airfield because it's based on top of a flat hill. And as the aircraft came into land, missed its approach, it overshot the runway and plunged into the valley below. They've recovered, as you say, the flight data recorder. That's going to be taken back to Delhi, but it'll be a while before they're able to decode and analyze its contents and get some idea of what happened.
So let's talk. It's reassuring that this is a pilot error or possibly a mechanical failure, but this is the first air crash by Air India in quite some time. How is the air flying consumers in India relating to this story? And again, it was a tragedy, 158 people killed, 8 people surviving.
Yes, that's right. I think it's come as quite a big shock to everyone here in India, which has, generally speaking, a good safety record. There are a number of airlines here in India. It's been 10 years since we've had a crash of any sort. And if you look at it, this is the third biggest air crash in terms of numbers of people killed in India ever. There was a
wow.
crash in 1996, a mid-air collision, in which 349 people died. So it's a massive disaster and one that's taken everyone quite by surprise. Needless to say, a lot of people are concerned. It's the natural consequence when you see the images unfold on national television as they did over the weekend, just the mangled wreckage and also the fact that most people on board died. There were a few lucky ones who were flung out of the wreckage as the aircraft broke up, and a couple of people who managed to jump out who were very, very lucky to escape. But the rest of the people on board, including the crew, were not lucky. There were a number of children on board, 24 children, including 4 babies. So it's a disaster that's really come home to a lot of people. Just made it very traumatic
Indeed.
For everyone concerned.
Well, again, Boeing 737 aircraft and a team from the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is due to arrive at the crash site today to help with this investigation. The BBC's Sanjoy Mamjundar reporting on the latest on that aircraft that overshot the runway at Mangalore Airport over the weekend, killing 158 people. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.